Blog Talk Radio.
That's too funny, Dan. That is hilarious. Manna from heaven. Sure, he has a microphone yet. I'm on a different screen, so I don't see. I just saw him come in the door.
Good evening, Brother Roger. Good evening, everybody.
There you are. Hi, Roger.
How's everything going tonight?
Everything's
going perfect. Rain in the Midwest. Wipers are working. Wow. Are you personal or your other truck? It's like raining pretty heavy here. Oh, there's a police officer.
He's in our own truck, Roger.
Oh, okay. No more breakdowns.
Amen. No more breakdowns.
Amen. Oh, just working. There we go.
All right.
That's awesome. Had a bad attack today.
You had an attack?
Well, yeah, a bad one. Heart attack, bad. And the mighty name of Jesus, leave our Roger alone.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus, we declare healing, health, and strength to Roger Oxy.
Right now, in Jesus' name.
From the top of his head to the bottom of his footsie-wootsies, we thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And our brother is healthy, healed, and whole.
Amen. Every cell of your body, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in your mortal body, giving life and life more abundantly.
Life more abundantly. Anybody else got a prayer? Pray it. That is really something.
I am right. In Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Father, for the moment. Bless us, Lord. We pray for Brother Roger. Father God, you know exactly what's going on.
Yes.
And why you exactly all these things. In Jesus' holy name, we cover your head with oil to the bottoms of your feet, that you're saturated, that it runs off you.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm just kidding.
We're gonna rub the blood all over you.
Amen.
Be walked back and forth.
Amen.
By the name of Jesus. Even tried to kill my breath earlier today when I got up.
Keep declaring, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I have life and life more abundantly.
Amen.
Yeah. And also just picture yourself healed.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Your mind is sound. The Lord can do it. Not weak one. We have the voice. We speak the word of God. And we say enough is enough. I'm taking back this mind. You will not have it. No more. Enough is enough. If we don't start fighting back and say enough is enough.
Yep.
When we as Christians are strong, even though we don't think it, I know for a fact.
Amen.
I've had to do the walk. And I'll tell you something, it is true. God loves us, and it's there for us to use. So, Roger, when he starts tapping you, you say, I'm a child of Almighty God.
Yep.
I'm a little son of God who has no authority over me.
Amen.
None. He's a liar. He tries
Amen.
To share that. Fear is what scares you. I've been there. I know. And I know. I've been there. And finally, you have to say, I've had enough. No more.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Claim the blood. He has to
go. Amen. Has to go. That's
it. Sleepy.
Come on.
Yes. I got you. I'm on a sleep.
Yeah.
I'm on the street. Well, I do. I fight my sleep. It's all good.
Yeah.
Is there a yesterday? What is it? Then I was late for the day.
Hmm.
So that didn't work well.
Hmm.
So now I got to do a heavy duty prayer. Online battle.
Oh, that is it. I wear the helmet there. Even when I go to sleep, I ask God to put the helmet on my head.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The best way for us is the girl to sun shoes to be able to have it on peace while I sleep and dream. It's about the Lord. That leaves me open to the Lord to intervene Satan can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
That is a miracle in itself. I found out, you know, I get right into this stuff.
Think about what you said. A natural soldier who would leave his helmet on while he's sleeping, he would sleep too good. So that wouldn't be comfortable. But you and I, when we leave our helmet on, we lie down in peace and safety and we sleep wonderfully.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get out of bed. You know, I got up early, but this morning I said, Lord, what am I doing up? There's no reason for me to be up. And I said, well, I pray for Pastor Sam and Sister Leanne. Lord, make sure
you
know they're all coming over. And I said, okay, Lord, the COS family, every one of them, friends. Oh, I got a report on friends, and Christopher, brother Christopher. And so I said, and I said, okay, Lord, I'm going back to bed. I can't hold my eyes. And I went crawl back to bed. Then I fell asleep. I come back out here and fell asleep on the couch. And that's when I woke up about 8:30. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I
sleep
this,
it's kind of well, as long as it works, you know, as long as it works, as long as you got it in. Amen. So, what's your record on Frank Setta?
Oh, she said, I told her about the little grandson.
Remember, we're on YouTube before you tell too much.
Okay. Well, it's just about the baby.
Oh, okay.
And she texted me back, and she told me that her blood work came back perfect.
Hallelujah.
It does every time. It's just
amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so she says she's so elated. She says, "Well, praise God. She's really faith-wise. She's good." And herself, and I call her Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And she said that the only thing that she had a little problems with, but it was nothing minor, was I think her sinus or something. It wasn't anything big. And I said, well, honey, you got that. Give it to the Lord. He'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And she's so excited. Yeah. And then Christopher, I talked to him last night. He talked, like, for a long time, actually. And I just popped in now and then to see how he's doing, you know. And I had an urgency to get a hold of him. And he got back with me the next night because he said he was so busy. And he said, God has blessed them and blessed them and blessed them.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me about Pastor in his truck. And I said, he's out to go. He's a happy camper. You know, he said, the Lord. I said, that man is so anointed. And he said, how did you meet? How did you meet Sam? I said, I met Sam when he was a little boy. Yeah. Yeah. He was always playing in the dirt and, you know, just a typical boy. And, yeah, rough and tough, you know, just being all boy. And I said, I went to his dad's church. I said, that's how I knew him. And I said, his dad is with my minister. And Ruth was for the women's, you know, ladies' meeting, which I think often of that. It was just so beautiful. Sophie has to get her two cents in.
Hi, Sophie.
She's doing something. She's such a funny child. Anyway, getting back to Christopher, he said that they're doing really good. He's got any pictures of the children. They're just adorable. They are. And he says his four-year-old, when he has to go to the commode, he says he gets in his wheelchair and takes off with it. They ask him, what's he doing? He says, I'm trying to get away. Think about the same as himself, so I mean, I know what he's going to do. Think about the wall and things.
Hmm.
And he just laughed. He said, I tried to give him to my mom, but my mom said, no, thank you. I said, I do a hallelujah dance with Sophie Lee. Yeah, I mean, she is just, you don't jump, Sophie. I'm sorry. She's in the chair and she jumps from one limb to the other. Yeah, come home.
Let me ask you a question. How long is this video?
Each one of them are a little over an hour.
Each one? We got two?
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're both the next ones in line. Well, the one is the next one from the one we listened to last night, and then there's another one about the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Is this from the same Reinhardt? Is it Reinhardt?
Yeah, Reinhardt.
I love that man. I watched him when he was in Crusade that he was doing in India.
Mm-hmm.
He was outside, and I could not believe the people.
Yeah.
Thousands. They probably waited all day just to hear him preach.
Yeah.
But
oh, I'm sure.
Fabulous. I, in fact, he was praying one night on TV and praise the Lord when my bunion was healed.
Wow. Awesome.
He just had a feeling. He just put your hand where you need healing. I put it on the bunion. I was telling the doctor this. He said, what? I said, yeah, I had a bunion. But the Lord took
it. Isn't that so awesome?
Yeah.
Just gave an update on a whole bunch
To the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And the pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer, let's declare this together. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And let's pray these verses over Jerusalem, over the United States of America, and every lost person in our lives. Jeremiah 24:7, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God. For they shall return to him with their whole heart. And Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. And now here we go. Whoops. That was YouTube or Blog Talk Radio screen. Now we'll go to Brother Reinhard Bonnke, and this is God Uses Ordinary People. Our message last night was, what was the title of last night? God Will Use You, I believe it was. So this is the second part to that message. Here we go.
Let me know when you want me to go to YouTube. Okay, I'm out of here.
All right.
Bye-bye for now.
Okay, everyone, this is the last night's message. So let's move on to the next message. I apologize for that. I checked the title.
Just remember, we have already made a decision. We will not be offended at an app.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Here we go. Message 2.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My.
Amen. Amen. Come on. Thank you.
Yes.
My own.
Wow. It just never gets old, does it? How amazing is that? And I apologize, Roger, I know you had said that the sound was getting garbled again in places, and I didn't realize at the moment, but it was because they were playing music every once in a while in there in this whole end. They were playing music, and anytime that happens, they do garble it or take the sound completely away. So I apologize. That's what was going on, and I didn't even think about it. I probably should have stopped it sooner, but I didn't want to miss those prayers he was praying over everyone. Even the prayer of salvation is just, I love praying that every time I hear it prayed. So what an awesome. I Yeah, he did. And what a cool new understanding. I loved it when he said the tongues of fire, the tongues of heaven have met with our tongues of flesh. It's like, yes, you know that, but that's a whole new different understanding of that. I love it. It is 9:15. Keep going with what? Like, do you want me to start it again or find a different one? Or okay. Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. And I loved also Hold on, I get it. We've got an echo someplace here. And also, I loved it when he said we only see our anointing when we're actually working it. Well, how much sense does that make? Yeah, I loved that. Well, we can. An hour and 25. Yeah. Right. Elisha and Elijah, yeah. Wasn't the anointing supposed to be in receiving the mantle, though? That's how I always understood it. Yeah, amen. Old Testament understanding. Well, or like he said in the beginning, if he doesn't start preaching, he's just going to explode. It's probably just really, yeah. Was that tonight or last night he said that? One of the two. He said, if I don't start preaching immediately, I'm just going to explode. So it was just like a release mechanism, probably. Amen. Roger's on YouTube. He said he thinks the eyes have it for playing it again. Oh, that's true. All right. Hold on. Let me get it. Yes, we do. Yeah. And if anyone needs to leave, we totally understand. But if you can stay, please stay and enjoy it. And get a new revelation. It's just like reading the Bible. You get a new revelation every time you read it. Mm-hmm. All right, let me get back to there. We do.
Oh, the second one we'll take notes on. The first one we're just going to receive.
Yeah. Yep. All right, here we go.
All right, I'm on mute.
Car. part when there's music and there's the loud crowd sound, it's going to sound garbled to you. That's all that is. But once he starts talking and it settles down, you'll be able to hear better again. Here you go. Okay, hold on. I'm not sure what screen I wound up sharing there, but oh, it's the setup screen. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.